This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As I mentioned yesterday, my friend, an engineer, couldn't wait to make his own maple syrup. This is his story, a labor of love, to be sure. He made his own taps from 3/8-inch PVC pipe about 5 inches long, tapping into the trees about 3 feet up and at an upward angle. Using clean water jugs for collecting the sap, he used clear half-inch PVC tubing to connect the tap and the collector bottle by drilling a hole in the center of the cap. He used fallen maple branches from his yard to build the fire, placing old pallets around the fire to shield it from the wind. He used a Nesco roaster oven to boil the sap, setting it on unused bricks from another project. It took about 6 hours to boil down 7 gallons of sap into the tastiest maple syrup I've ever had the chance to sample. Once the sap reaches the boiling point, you need to monitor it very carefully so it doesn't burn. The finished point of maple syrup is when it has reached 7 degrees above the temperature of boiling water. This varies with elevation and weather. He then used coffee filters to strain the syrup. He got about 20 ounces of grade A amber syrup. It smelled like cotton candy and smoke. Oh, what a wonderful smell. And every time he ate that syrup, he could remember the day he boiled it down outside. The wind blowing, the smell of the fire and cotton candy. The syrup had a smoky flavor to it, too. He even bought a waffle maker just for that syrup. I'll have several links from my website, gardenbite.com, to give you clear instruction on how to make your own backyard maple syrup. Check out the pictures, too. It may seem like a lot of work, but there's nothing to compare to that taste. I'll also have links to maple syrup outfitters, where you can just purchase the items you need rather than make your own. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.